This is the only morning show that matters. Rooster 101's K-Man Crosstalk. Brought to you by Digicel Business. Helping you and your business to rethink your IT solutions. Join the conversation on Twitter at DigicelKYBiz. Hashtag Let's Talk Business. Now, here are your hosts, Woody DaCosta and Barry Quappe.
Welcome back to K-Man Crosstalk, everyone. We do have a caller who's been waiting, so we're just callers are first on this show. We'll ask our guests to be patient with us. And I want to reassure you that as far as the tropics are concerned, for the Gulf of Mexico, the Caribbean Sea, and the North Atlantic, tropical cyclone formation is not expected for the next 5 days. Good morning, caller. You're on the air.
Now.
Thanks for holding.
Will you please try your call?
Oh, we'll try that call again. Boom. That's done. All right.
Well, that brings us right into the next segment perfectly. Good segue.
So we want to welcome the two young people who've been working very hard on a movie called Tripping Through. And the first is Michelle Morgan, and she actually wrote the book first. This is how creative this lady is. She started out writing the book and then for some reason decided to just add more to her life and do a movie version of the book. And so she is the writer, co-producer, and by the way, the starring actress in this production. Also with her is Malcolm Ellis. He is the director and co-producer, and if you saw all the gadgets he had to get and learn in order to do this, it is just a story of initiative, and it is a story of a lot of community support. And so whoever wants to answer this one, my first question to both of you is, why on earth did you decide to just do it, like Nike says? Just do it.
I don't think we had a clue really how much work it was going to be. We had worked before.
Ah, so naive entry.
Yes, yes. But now having got through it, and it did take about 2 years, it was such an amazing learning process. And I can see doing it again, maybe in a slightly reduced version. But it was a great, great project, a lot of fun the whole time.
And how'd she talk you into it, Malcolm?
That's a good question. We'd worked together on a couple of live sketch comedy shows called K2 back in 2012 and 2014 at the Prospect Playhouse.
Game and Drama Society.
Exactly. I heard you talking about them earlier. And, of course, it was a great opportunity for me to break out some of my filmmaking skills because we did some parody commercials that were actually projected on stage during the show. And each of those commercials was effectively a little mini film. We did about 8 or 10 of those.
That's so, right. It was great.
Yeah.
Because we were making it look modern day, like throwing to the TV news. It was a wonderful effect.
It was a great show to do. But I came out of that with the bug. I was bitten and I was looking for my next project. And everyone said, oh, do a short film. Do 15 minutes. And then, of course, I talked to Michelle and she'd just written a novel. So it became a full length feature film.
But Malcolm, you've been a part of the fine arts scene for how long?
Oh, 25
okay,
years.
Okay, I won't ask you beyond that. Yeah, we'll just keep it at 20.
Thanks for saying young people, by the way, during the introduction.
You're welcome. But let me go back here because with Michelle, she also decided to star in the movie. I mean, mm-hmm. Why on earth would you put all of that? I mean, you have young children. You're amazing.
I do. I have a great family. They're very understanding. My husband and my children are very understanding and actually would help me with lines and gather props. So they were behind me 100% of the way. But yeah, I mean, I studied acting a bit in Vancouver and, you know, who doesn't want a lead in a movie, but no one here was casting me. So I, you know, allow myself.
Yeah, to make your own movie.
Allow myself to cast myself.
Well, to be fair, the book is, shall we say, semi-autobiographical or at least based on some events in Michelle's life. So she was a natural to take the lead role.
Now, is that a compliment or an insult? I'm not quite sure.
Let's let the viewers decide.
I mean, the title of the movie is Tripping Through, Michelle, so.
Yeah, I was, we can say it's loosely based on some events of my younger life. I used to be a little bit clumsier and kind of attract strangeness, I guess is the word I'll use. So, I put those together in a book, added a lot of other scenarios, so not entirely based on my life, and yeah, it kind of evolved into the book and then the movie.
So give our listeners a little tease about what it's all about. What is Tripping Through about?
Sure. Well, it's about this, I guess, bumbling accountant. By coincidence, I also happen to be an accountant. That's kind of fumbling through life.
Right, what you know, right?
Well, no one writes movies about accountants, so I thought that would be a nice representation. But about her really bumbling through life, and meeting the man of her dreams, essentially, but kind of messing up every time she would approach him. So there's kind of a series of funny misunderstandings. And I think I probably don't want to give away the ending, so maybe I'll leave it at that.
Well, and you've done some performances at CDS that I've known of. You may have done some elsewhere in Cayman, but you love comedy. You're really good at comedy acting.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm very comfortable. I like to make people laugh. So yeah, and it was kind of a natural fit.
Mm-hmm. So writing, shooting, editing, how much work, guys?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, as Michelle mentioned, it's been 2 years in the progress of when we first sat down to adapt the novel into the screenplay, which is reducing, 70,000 words down to about 20,000.
Yeah, and I guess I'd like to say, I mean, the writing, I actually very mistakenly thought that would be easy to adapt a novel into
naive
a screenplay.
My
life is based on
that. Was 5 months work right there just to adapt to the screenplay. And then pre-production, for those of you who are know a little bit about filmmaking, is also a massive part of the project. The actual filming bit is the smallest piece. So we did about 4 or 5 months of pre-production. Shot weekends because everybody had a day job. We'll talk about all the wonderful people who supported us by coming out and being volunteer actors.
Well, I want you to actually spend a minute on that because you had to look at the project and go, I don't have any money. Do you have any money? No, I don't have any money. How are we going to do this? How did you jump that hurdle?
Well, you know, when we set out to do it, we said, look, you're right. We don't have money. We don't expect to make money. So it's going to be what we were calling we called it a no-budget movie initially until the people in the industry said that
well,
was...
That's fantastic. You that don't have a budget.
No budget. Unlimited funds. So we learned to say zero budget after that, and that was the case. So, yeah, we didn't have funds to do anything. So we were reaching out to the community for our actors and our locations and our elements.
But it turned out not to be a barrier.
It was amazing.
I was constantly... I mean, throughout the entire time... I was just amazed by, you know, the generosity of the entire community.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we had people that approached us and said, can we help? Let us know how we can help. Mm-hmm. And it was just, it was amazing. The product would not be what it is today if we hadn't had all those people volunteer.
And local businesses allowing you to shoot in their place of work.
Exactly. Yeah, we were astounded because, we were adapting a novel, so we weren't really being able to pick and choose our locations. They were in the story. We had to find them. We needed a hospital bed, and we needed a restaurant, and we needed a pizza place. And when we started to think, wow, how are we going to do this? And then we just put out the word and approach people, and everyone opened their doors and just said, come on in. You know,
and really, we were complete strangers to them sometimes. When we needed a place, you know, unless we knew someone who knew someone, you know, I would just drive. Like, we needed a pizza place, so I just drove. First of all, ordered a pizza. And then, by the way.
Do the right thing.
Exactly. So that's, you know, that's a majority of the locations that we got were from local businesses. And also, we needed a number of residences, and people were also just very generous about opening up their doors.
Yeah.
Now, some of the folks that I know are in film industry in the big wig towns, you know, we don't need to mention them.
Mm-hmm.
But they tell me film business is this. Hurry up and wait.
Oh, yeah.
Malcolm recognizes that. You want to explain that to our listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. And all of the people who are involved will know this by now as well. But there's a great deal of preparation when you do a shoot. You know, you plan your day. You arrive at the location. You unpack all your gear. We've got people over here getting into costume and into makeup. You've got your crew, which was largely me, setting up the equipment, lights, sound, camera. You know, all of the gear takes forever to get set up and ready. So the majority of the time is actually spent sitting around waiting. We always warned our actors, you know, bring a book, bring your iPad,
bottle of water.
Bring a bottle of water, some snacks. You're going to be camped out for a while. And people were really good about it once they understood the process. The shooting goes really, really quickly, although it's repetitive. You're always, okay, one more. Yeah, that was perfect. Let's do it again.
Well, you know, there's one day I got to watch you filming, and I was so impressed with the actors.
Mm-hmm.
On how they were able to repeat the exact motions with the exact lines every single take. Take 10. Take 52.
Oh, yeah. We were there.
With the same smile.
They were good with the same energy, Woody. I mean, it wasn't like they started to wilt.
Yeah.
Once the camera was on and they said, you know, take 5, they were on it. And so, I mean, not that I wasn't impressed with our local actors, but this just took me through the roof. I was just like, you guys are phenomenal. No one has any idea how talented our actors are. Really.
It was really impressive because we drew largely upon our local theater crowd. And, you know, moving acting is completely different from film acting, you know,
exactly.
from theater acting.
Yeah.
So that was one of the things everyone really adapted to very quickly, and we're really appreciative of that.
But they're quick learners. They're quick studies.
Yes, yeah, we've got some very, very talented people here on the island.
Personally, I think if you can act on stage, that is the benchmark to what true acting is because, you know, you can do multiple takes again, and it's like another take. Just
right.
smile a different way or something.
Sure.
When you're on stage, that is it.
That's it.
Just keep it going. Just
yep.
That's whatever funny. Happens, just keep the line going. The show must go on. You know, we got to take a quick commercial break, but we're going to be right back after this short news break with some wonderful guests in the studio.